But an issue that we keep hearing about here on Drive is the future of survival of small rural kinders. Federal government has stipulated that every four-year-old must attend 15 hours of kinder a week by 2013, which sounds like a good idea, but it has in fact created huge funding issues for rural kinders and of course for the small communities that support them. Well, today Labor has announced that if re-elected, they'd put up $141.5 million for kinders. So will it fix the problem? Well, in a moment we'll hear from a spokesperson for one of the many affected rural kinders. But first, Labor's Minister for Children and Early Childhood Development, Maxine Morand. Minister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Cathy.
How will this money be allocated?
Well, essentially be allocated according to need and demand. $100 million is around 335 kinder rooms. And there is, as you would know and from people calling into your show, there is a really significant baby boom occurring right across Melbourne and across Victoria, which is putting pressure on the number of places available. There's also an increasing number of people who are opting to have a three-year-old program. And as you say, also in rural and regional towns, we want to ensure the kindergarten participation rate remains really high. So it'll be a process where the kindergarten can apply for a grant, because each local government area, I think of my own area where I live, some kindergartens have got the capacity for extra places and others don't. So it will really depend on individual kinders deciding whether they can put in an extra room or not.
So rural kinders will be competing with city-based kinders for a share of this funding pie?
Yep, they will be. But it's the same with all the grants that we've been doing over the last, 8 years. For example, since 2003, we've allocated around $100 million in grants, and around a third of that has gone to rural and regional Victoria. So we make sure that a proportionate, representative of the population and the need and demand is also covered in rural and regional Victoria.
So this is funding for new kinder rooms. Is there any funding today to go to kinders to pay their staff?
This funding today is purely for the capital. So it's purely to ensure you've got additional space. So in the small towns, that's not really the pressure. It's more the pressure that is in the big cities and towns to actually get extra space for the extra children. But the small rural kindergartens, we know that there's pressure on them because of the smaller numbers of children. And to try and respond to that, we do fund small rural kindergartens substantially more per individual place. For example, the metro rate is nearly $2,000 and the small rural grant is $3,500 per child. But we know that it's still a challenge when you might only run one program a week for four-year-olds.
So it sounds like you are aware of the issues for small rural communities, and it is an issue that you fund kinder places per child. We don't do that with schools. We've brought kinders now in under the Education Department. Mm. No one's saying that teachers should be only funded per child that they have. Why have we got this ridiculous situation? Why don't we just pay kinder teachers to deliver the 14 hours that the federal government has stipulated?
Well, we do recognise that it is harder also to get teachers to go to small rural and regional towns, because you might only be offering one 10-hour program a week. So we've also offered some incentive programs to get kindergarten teachers to work in hard-to-staff areas. But we are undertaking a review of the whole funding model for kindergarten, partly as because we've got the challenge of the 15 hours to meet by 2013. But when the Commonwealth announced this commitment, we did say that there would be no additional cost to parents for the additional 5 hours. So there will be more funding per child to ensure that additional 5 hours can be delivered. So they won't have to fund the additional 5 hours on the existing funding rate.
So where is that funding coming from, and why hasn't that been detailed? Because that is really what's causing the distress to rural communities, to overburden struggling farming communities who are having to fundraise to pay teachers.
Well, as I say, that we're doing a complete review of the funding model because of the new 15 hours requirement, and we'll have a close look at what is needed to be able to deliver the 15 hours in small rural kindergartens.
So no announcements on that today, and no funding for teachers, for kinder teachers,
no
is being announced today.
No announcements on that today, but there is, because it's we're doing this with the Commonwealth, and we've asked the Commonwealth to review their funding model, because they've provided Victoria with $210 million over 4 years to implement this. Most of that comes in the last year of the funding, which will go towards teachers' salaries. But we want to make sure that there's enough money to ensure the survival of small rural kindergartens.
But what you're announcing today with much fanfare is funding for new kinder buildings, which is great where you've got huge population growth, which tends to be the big cities. This in no way is going to address the serious concerns for rural kinders. These families are crying out. We don't ask parents to run sausage sizzles to pay primary school teachers' wages. They're asking, why is this continuing that we have to fundraise every year? When are you going to address this problem for them?
Well, this announcement today wasn't designed to address what you've just outlined, and we're aware of the funding pressures, as I've said, in small rural kindergartens. And that's why we'll be reviewing the funding model, and we'll be giving more money per child, per place, in rural and regional kindergartens so they can deliver the 15 hours.
But when will you be announcing that? You're seeking to get re-elected. I think these communities would like to know what a re-elected Labor government would do. They like need to know that,
yeah,
that now
more,
before they vote.
Sure, but it's what I'd just like to reassure your listeners is that we do understand that it is an additional challenge, and we already pay substantially more for a kindergarten place in a small rural town, and we'll be putting additional money, but I can't specify exactly how much at this point, because obviously the funding also comes from the Commonwealth as well as from the state.